You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked On Angels.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? My name's Patrick Zajac, your host of Locked On Angels, minor league play-by-play and first row rider of the emotional sports roller coaster that is Angels baseball. Welcome into your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, LockedOnSports.com, LockedOnAngels.com, your team every single day. That is the Locked On Podcast Network. Friday episode, which means Friday mailbag. I also got some updates for you and musings on Shohei Ohtani and your questions covering everything from Joe Adell to Luis Valbuena and everything in between. So I want to make sure we get to those. And the Angels getting ready for a three-game set against the Houston Astros over the weekend. Big series, the first series back from the All-Star break. And really, it's crunch time for the Angels on contention this season. You exit the All-Star break, 9 games out of the wild card spot. The time is now to start performing if there is any semblance of an opportunity, as Lucas sort of outlined in yesterday's episode. I pegged him as the pessimistic guy, or at least the fired up guy. He's been fired up, as you could see in Thursday Gear Grinder yesterday, but the playoff push, man, far-fetched. I tell you what helps out the Angels, right? And I want to talk about it in segment number one today, is if Shohei Ohtani can pitch on the mound. Now, Shohei Ohtani, Angels just released a statement here as we get ready after the All-Star break. Shohei Ohtani had his 6-week re-evaluation with Dr. Steve Yoon at the Curlin Job Institute. His ligament continues to show improved healing. He has been medically cleared to begin a throwing progression. We will update specifics regarding his progression and rehab schedule at a more appropriate time. Now, I can tell you from my experience in the minor leagues that a throwing, some sort of throwing program is typically anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, usually in the 6-week range, probably in the middle is where throwing programs range. And that's just a throwing program so you can get back into game action, right? Now, let's say 6 weeks is a throwing program, right? The earliest that we could see Shohei Ohtani back on the mound is in September. And I think at that point is when you make the decision, all right, where are we at in this race? Is it worth bringing back Shohei Ohtani on a major league mound ahead of 2020? Or do we continue to let that thing heal? Because you don't have to look very far within the organization to look at another guy who had a PRP injection and stem cell treatment to see just how bad everything went. I'm talking, of course, of Garrett Richards. And eventually, of course, now he needs Tommy John surgery. I don't know if the surgery went down already or not. I don't recall getting any updates on that. But regardless, man, it's tough when you have that severe. Remember, it was a grade 2 UCL sprain that Shohei Ohtani had. That was the reason for his shutdown. Going into the season, it was a grade 1, meaning things getting worse. And as much as this, I'm not medical guy, I'm not a medical expert guy, I just know what I know based on my knowledge of baseball and the game over the past decade or so. And I can only make assessments on those observations. But it seems as if it's not the end-all, be-all fix, these PRP injections and stem cell treatments. In a lot of cases, it ends up being that Tommy John surgery is needed down the road. And I'm still sort of mentally preparing myself for that when it comes to Shohei Ohtani. But at the same time, I love having his bat in the lineup. Extends the lineup for the Angels that much more for Mike Scioscia at his disposal. And the good news is, again, that throwing program, I think you wait and see until you see the team, if they're still in contention in September, if they pick up their play here post All-Star break, start winning ball games, start creeping up on the Seattle Mariners. Keep in mind, they also have to jump the Tampa Bay Rays and the Oakland A's in the process to get back into the playoff race. The division's out, you're 14 games back of the Astros. But in any case, you assess at that time, once Shohei Ohtani is done with his throwing program, if he's going to pitch on a major league mound this season. I personally, Man, it's tough. It has to be right if they're in contention. If they're not, I don't think it's any question. You shut him down. You let him improve in the offseason, monitor his progress, and get him ready for 2019, because the Angels have massive, massive plans to contend 2019 and 2020. Because now, after this season, 2 years left on that Mike Trout deal, the Angels need to be primed and ready to go as a contender. And Shohei Ohtani is at the forefront of that. You don't contend unless Shohei Ohtani is making a significant contribution to this roster. That's the way it's set up. That was the plan when Shohei Ohtani was signed this past offseason by Billy Epler. I hope we see him on a mound, because it means the Angels are indeed in playoff contention. But at the same time, if they're not, it's not worth the risk, in my opinion, to throw him back out there and let that UCL heal as much as possible. Let the PRP injection and stem cell treatment do their work. Foster healing in that UCL, and hopefully, he can be 110% ready to go both on the mound and at the plate for 2019, following hopefully some big moves in the offseason to get things done. You want to sponsor the show? Know someone that does? Hit me up, lockedonangels@gmail.com. All you Southern California business owners, Orange County peeps, you know someone that does. I know you do. Let us know about them. Let's have that conversation. lockedonangels@gmail.com. All right, coming up, your questions in the Friday mailbag. Don't move a muscle. Friday mailbag this week. We got three questions for you guys. I know I'm an all-star break. We're probably not as tuned in on Twitter, this and that. I'm not going to berate you guys for it. But question number one asks us, when do we see Griffin Canning called up this season? And I was high on getting Griffin Canning, you know, maybe a September call-up, but looking at his last couple of starts, that ERA has ballooned in Salt Lake to over 8. The control issues have been prevalent now for Griffin Canning. And keep in mind, this is his first professional go-round in the minor leagues. And let me tell you, from a guy that has spent a lot of time at the short season A level, where for a lot of these guys, it's their first professional go-round, especially fresh from the previous draft, it's tough. I don't care how talented you are, how old you are, how advanced you feel it is. That first professional season where you're facing minor league guys, even veterans at the minor league level, it's tough. There are some growing pains, and I think Griffin Canning, after experiencing some success at Inland Empire and AA Mobile, now experiencing some trouble at the AAA level, where you're facing major league talent on a daily basis. Those are your 4A guys, right, or guys that sort of ride the train or ride the plane, actually, back and forth between the major league level and triple A level. And Griffin Canning is struggling in that regard. I still expect him to maybe get a look or two in September when rosters expand, possibly out of the bullpen, but at the same time, maybe stashing him in triple A, letting him figure it out for now and getting him ready for the 2019 season to see if he could be that fifth member of your starting rotation or be one of the guys that gets a call up should more injuries happen in the 2019 season. So Griffin Canning, don't hold your breath on him just yet. Still have some things to figure out, but man, the progress has been promising for sure. Let's see here. Joe Adell question for you. Do we see Joe Adell at the double A level at some point this season? That, you know, yeah, his stats have been phenomenal. I think he has 11 home runs at Inland Empire now, hitting above 300. Everything looks great, but in 200 at-bats, Joe Adell does have 56 strikeouts. It's a strikeout percentage creeping up on 30%. So while the stats are impressive, he's showing off that massive athleticism that we saw in the Futures game. And this guy is a track star on a baseball field, and he is absolutely mashed at the high A level. At the same time, I'm also going to pump the brakes on Joe Adell. I was hyping him up at the beginning of this week, right? Especially after seeing his performance in the Futures game. But let's make sure that he gains that advanced feel at the batter's box and adjusts on an at-bat to an at-bat basis and learns how to become a professional hitter. And I think you do that, finish out the year at the low A level. He's still just 19 years of age. More or less, this is his first full professional season after being drafted in the first round, 10th overall pick last year. So I'm going to let Joe Adell, if I'm Billy Epler, I'm going to let him finish out the year at low A and then begin him at double A Mobile next year at the conclusion of spring training, and then maybe 2019 is when we see a late season call up to the big league level if all things go well from Joe Adell, and then hopefully he's a member of the outfield in 2020. But that is an extremely, extremely best case scenario for Joe Adell. But at the same time, he's proven that right now we can, I don't want to say assume the best case scenario, but it certainly seems as if we're trending towards the best case scenario when it comes to Joe Adell, given his immense, immense progress to this point. All right, question about Luis Valbuena and Ian Kinsler. When are we going to see these guys off the roster to make room for some playing time? Well, as I said in the beginning of the show, the next week and a half are critical. If the Angels need to get off the right foot, especially for these veterans' sake, if they want to stick around, start winning ball games, prove to Billy Epler and company that this team can still contend the rest of the season. If not, then yeah, you got to look. I think if you're at the trade deadline and you're double-digit games back still of a playoff spot, you're going to see the DFA slowly come for guys like Luis Valbuena and Ian Kinsler because they have simply been not producing this season. And that's the true shame of it, really. And there hasn't been significant progress made towards catching the Seattle Mariners so far this season. Keep in mind, if the Mariners even play mediocre baseball, I think the projections, if they play 500 ball, I believe it is, they would still finish with 91 wins. So the Angels really need to get off on the right foot this second half. I feel like we've been saying that for the past couple weeks, right? The Angels really need to start winning ball games. Time's running out, but no. With the trade deadline now in full sight, this is crunch time for this season. This next week and a half to 2 weeks is where you need to make your push. Otherwise, veterans are getting DFA'd. Guys like Taylor Ward or possibly Matt Tace might get the call up. You're going to see David Fletcher in the lineup. I think you're going to see David Fletcher in the lineup more so than not already as it stands, even before DFAing guys like Luis Valbuena and Ian Kinsler. But at the same time, you got to see what you have in your minor league organization, as I outlined at the beginning of the week during the All-Star break. You got to see what you have going into this offseason, if some of these young guys can be valuable playoff-type contributors in 2019, so you can properly assess your organization and you can get them primed and ready to go for the 2019 offseason. Those are your questions for the Friday mailbag. There's hope. There's still hope, right? There still is. And I want to talk a little bit about that before we conclude the show after these messages. There still is hope. I know I've taken a little bit of a pessimistic turn. I think I declared the season over on July 4th. And not to say I don't believe that, I still believe that the Angels will not make the playoffs this season. Chances are slim. I think Fangraphs has their percent chance at right around the 2.6% to make the playoffs. It's tough sledding moving forward. It starts with the series against the Astros. Boy, oh boy, tough series first out of the gates during the All-Star break. But I don't know where this run will come from. You're going to need an Oakland A's type run this season, right? The A's have vaulted into the playoff conversation because they had a stretch where they won 21 of 27 games and gained, I think, about 6 to 7 games on the Mariners in that span. That's what the Angels need to do. You need to have a stretch, a 3 or 4 week stretch, where you are winning 70 to 75% of your games to get back into the race, because where I want to be in September, what did I say? I want to be 5 or less away from a playoff spot. That means contention. That means you are in it, which means in less than a month and a half, you need to pick up 5 to 6 games in order to do that. You're 9 games back as of right now. There is hope. I hope. That's sort of a half-hearted optimistic view, I guess. There is, and Lucas makes a good point that there still is time. There is precedent set for it. You know, teams in recent history, I look back to the Minnesota Twins in 2006, who were 11 games back at the All-Star break in the AL Central, came back to win it. So there is precedent, 9 games back for the Angels in chasing the Mariners, and you don't have to jump too many teams. You have to jump the Rays, and you have to jump the A's. The A's, you get the good fortune of playing multiple times along the way, so that means if you're winning games, you're also picking up games against the A's along the way. And the Tampa Bay Rays, I just don't see as a viable contender moving forward down the stretch. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I haven't seen it quite yet from the Tampa Bay Rays, nor have I really seen it from the Angels outside of the 13-3 start, if we're being completely transparent and honest with ourselves. But there is a shot. There is hope. At least there's a reason to watch this Angels team each and every single day. Hopefully it starts this weekend against the Houston Astros. Trend the right direction towards the trade deadline. I know the Angels are looking at possibly moving some bullpen pieces depending on the offer, especially with what Brad Hand just returned for the Padres, the number one prospect in the Indians organization and a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. Yeah, you better believe that Billy Epler is at least taking calls on guys like Blake Parker, Cam Bedrosian, and Justin Anderson. I don't think ultimately he pulls the deal because, again, you need those guys in your bullpen if you want to contend in 2019. It's not so easy to go out and get top-of-the-line bullpen arms over the offseason. So Billy Epler is going to play that close to the chest. I think for the most part, outside of a couple guys potentially getting cut, this is the roster that is going to finish off the rest of this season, and we'll see just how that goes the rest of the way. Should be exciting. You get to watch Mike Trout on a daily basis. Maybe he can go on an incredible Mike Trout run like we've never even seen with Mike Trout and lead this team into playoff contention. We all can certainly hope so, and we all look to Lucas for the optimistic point of view. But as for today's episode, that's going to do it, guys. Send you into the weekend. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at OtherPatZajac, but most importantly, follow the show at LockedOnAngels for all updates regarding the show. Subscribe, rate, review, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you can find podcasts. You know that's where we're at. Angels got the Astros over the weekend. How about a series victory? Let's get off on the right foot from the break, huh? What do you say? Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend. Peace.